Well, other than the Barr letter, there's another major development out of the Justice Department this week. The DOJ has changed its stance on the Affordable Care Act. It now supports striking down all of Obamacare, not just the law's pre-existing condition protections. The Trump administration's position comes in a legal filing before an appeals court that is considering the constitutionality of Obamacare. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hello there.
So the Department of Justice entered a legal filing yesterday with the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans, saying that it supports a lower court ruling that all of Obamacare is invalid. Why this change?
Well, it's sort of an evolution we've seen from the administration. At first, Justice Department officials had said there were grounds only to strike down the law's consumer protections, including those protections for people with pre-existing health conditions. The new position that's staked out by the Justice Department basically fully abandons the health law. This is relevant because the Affordable Care Act is part of federal law right now, mm-hmm. and now you've got the Justice Department basically abandoning that. It brings the administration in line with a number of Republican-controlled states that are arguing that no portion of the Affordable Care Act is constitutionally sound and it should be shut down. This is an effort led by a number of Republican-controlled states. There are counter-efforts that are being led by Democratically-controlled states.
Now, this is interesting coming just months after, I guess we're still just months after the midterm
yep.
elections, and President Trump campaigned along with a lot of Republicans saying that they supported keeping protections for pre-existing conditions, which is part of the Affordable Care Act. Here's the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell last June as Republicans campaigned before the midterms.
Everybody I know in the Senate, everybody is in favor of maintaining coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Okay, so he says everybody he knows is in favor of maintaining coverage for pre-existing conditions. But again, if the Justice Department is now saying we want the whole thing overturned, it's unconstitutional, that would mean
yeah.
getting rid of protections for pre-existing conditions.
Yes, Mitch McConnell must not know many people because there were lots of Republicans, including people who ran ads saying that they were going to protect pre-existing conditions, who had actually taken specific positions, including Martha McSally in Arizona and other Republicans. So that part's just not true. But the Trump administration had not gone this far. They argued last June, along when that clip was recorded, mm-hmm. that the penalty for not buying insurance was legally distinct from the other provisions of the Affordable Care Act, which could still stand. Now, that's not economically viable, but legally it's two different things. Then 2 months ago, in the State of the Union address, Donald Trump declared that one of his priorities was to protect patients with pre-existing conditions. He keeps saying that. But this is kind of interesting because he spent most of 2017 trying to get legislation passed in a Republican-controlled House to repeal Obamacare. And then when that failed, the administration tried to use regulatory authority to do that. And then finally, the administration has decided to back this lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. It's highly unusual because the Justice Department, which is part of the executive branch, usually protects federal statutes in court, even when the president opposes them.
What would be the impact if the Justice Department is successful in getting the courts to overturn Obamacare, keeping in mind that the Affordable Care Act has made it through the courts many times now, including to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, a lot of it's been gutted. People on the Affordable Care Act will tell you that premiums are they're leveled to down, but coverage is lower, and copays and mm-hmm. The premiums tend to be higher. So scrapping the law would lead to ultimately 32 million people being uninsured, more people than currently. By 2026. That was an estimate that was made in 2017. So the bottom line is this has to go through the courts and it'll still have to get to the Supreme Court. But if the government is successful at this, we will be back to where we were before Obamacare with a whole lot of people who can't get insurance, can't afford it. And if you've got a pre-existing condition and you're not employed, you're out of luck.
Which is interesting because that whole midterm election, I think
yes.
if you look back on 2018, people would say it was all about
yes.
healthcare and pre-existing conditions in particular.
For Democrats in particular, it was mm-hmm. the number one issue. It was mm-hmm. the most important issue.
That is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.